Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. Little Seedy Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, among others. His website is Peter Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, PeterMeyer.com, or MeyerGroup.com. Is that right also, Peter?
The first one is not correct.
Okay, all right.
The second one is correct. It's Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com.
G-R-P, MeyerGRP.com. All right.
Right.
So folks, forget the first part and remember the second part. And the new book.
Never forget what Jim says, but move on to the better
except for
life.
That yes. Part. Yeah, except for all the other stuff, don't forget. So what about the new book? When's it coming out?
It'll come out later this year, but it'll be, as you put it, serialized in a blog coming out in about a couple, 3 months. It'll be about growing your revenue, time, and people. And the title at the moment is Growing Your. So right. If you look for a blog site called Growing Your, you're going to find it.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're talking about string theory, pulling on the right end of the string so that you unravel the challenge and make available the benefit of what's on the other side of the knots. And to do it in a way that's simple and efficient. It doesn't create a lot of drama or casualty lists, which means that we try to do it in such a way that if one of the things you've been talking to us about, Peter, is that if it looks like you've got to be a hero to solve this problem, you're probably pulling on the wrong end of the string, aren't you?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I think that let me review the first two steps, two messages, and then we'll get to the third one. To solve a problem, you normally don't need to work harder or you don't normally need to go collect a bunch of stuff. You just need to start from the right place. And the second message, the good news is the right place is within you, not out there in Google, not out there in the customer set. It's within you. So the third message is, and this goes back to our first segment, if you find you have a tough knot, that clearly shows there's an easy answer on the other end of the string. So finding the tough knot is a good thing because that tells you drop the knot, move the other end of the string.
Well, this here's an example, if I could use a quick one. I never felt like I was making progress with a prospect until they gave me one really solid, emphatic no.
Good.
And that's when I felt like, all right, I think I know which direction to go in. See what I mean?
Absolutely. When you get the tough knot, and I'm using the word N-O-T now,
right.
When you get the tough knot or no, that means that there's an easy end somewhere else. Check your assumption, perhaps change it, and then move to the right end of the string, and you'll be able to unravel, get to what you want.
But aren't our assumptions sometimes what gets us in problems? Because if I called on that customer and I assumed I knew what was going on, and we might dance around for 20 minutes before I got that really good no. You see what I mean? My assumptions were wrong. Shouldn't we be careful about our assumptions?
The no tells you that your assumption is wrong. The no tells you that it's time to change your assumptions. So making assumptions is not a problem. Holding on to them too long, that's the problem.
Don't fall in love with your assumptions.
Don't fall in love with your assumptions. Instead, fall in love with growing and learning. And use those two abilities. And the growing and learning comes from within you. It is something that is part of you. When you assume that you will grow and learn, you will get to the right end of the string. So the message is simple. If you find that you can't unravel the string, go to the other end. Don't try to force it. Just change your assumptions, check your assumptions, go to the other end.
Give us an example of in your world that where you've used this.
Well, I use it every day now, and I gave the WordPress example, and another example would be if I find that I can't communicate with one of the people I work with or my family, I take a breath and I ask, what assumption am I making here about can't? Oh, the assumption is, and it's almost always an assumption, that they want something or they're doing something or it's their fault.
Right, it's their
it
fault.
Never
That's
is.
Usually the
it's
one
me.
We pick on.
Exactly. So if I go to the assumption I can be quiet and listen. Mm-hmm. I can be patient. I can understand this if I pause.
Mm-hmm.
I go to that assumption. Just the act of changing my assumption changes the entire discussion.
Here's another example for you would be if you have an employee who's not doing a good job, you might be assuming that this employee needs to go, but you should assume that you're not doing a good job of managing them.
Absolutely. Here's an assumption that I think is true that we should consider. When we have two employees who failed the same task, it's not their fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Change your assumption.
Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGRP.com is the website. The books are there, the blog, all the things that Peter does. Peter, thanks again for joining us, and thanks for 12 great years.
Thank you for having me here, and I really appreciate it.
Come back again real soon. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.